The program is called SAFER, Support Alliance for Emergency Readiness, and in a broad sense, it's the next generation of the Santa Rosa Long-Term Recovery Organization, which developed after Hurricanes Ivan and Dennis. Daniel Hahn is SAFER Administrator.
And it is a COAD, Community Organizations Active in Disaster. It's basically a group of organizations, nonprofits, businesses, faith-based, government, individuals that come together to support the community in times of disaster.
The program seeks to fill in the gaps when there's not enough damage to meet a federal or state disaster declaration or to receive loan help from the Small Business Administration. Long-term recovery organizations, says Hahn, have a few problems.
Number one is they are long-term. They are not indefinite. You need something that's continuous. And also, it was for recovery only. Recovery means you wait till something bad happens and then you come in and try and fix it. We decided a COAD would be a better option because a COAD can last forever.
Under a COAD, groups can work through all phases of emergency management, preparedness, disaster response, recovery, and mitigation. Along with the many types of disasters listed in the SAFER Charter, there's the issue of poverty, which Hahn says isn't normally considered a disaster, but is.
We decided to define poverty as a local disaster. Poverty will always be with us. If we can assist the family that's in poverty, if we can assist these little pockets, which are very similar to what disasters would be on a much larger scale, then we can hopefully scale that up when there is a disaster.
One of the challenges for SAFER Santa Rosa is, you guessed it, money. Work to begin a local disaster fund began just after major flooding in April of 2014, during which time areas having never been flooded before were flooded.
That is our most critical need and our most critical pursuit right now is how do we raise money that will go into a disaster fund that will only be used for citizens that need it after a disaster. But you have to have stuff and you have to have money in order to do that.
We're seeing bigger and greater storms than we have in the past. The thousand-year storms that you hear about are occurring with greater and greater frequency. So even those people who've not seen a flood before in their home could see one the next time a storm rolls through.
The best protection, says Florida Emergency Director Brian Kuhn, is self-protection. And that begins with flood insurance. Without it, he says, a lot of Floridians could be left holding the bag.
The homeowners are not going to get enough money to help build their homes back and put their lives back together. That's going to put a burden on the charitable organizations that are helping support them. They're going to be strained. The local communities will have a real strain on them because that's lost tax revenue from those homes. Those people are going to have to take off work to try to fix their homes.
The fewer people with flood insurance, the harder it's going to be to get their communities back to normal, says Kuhn, who also points out a disturbing trend.
In the last 4 years, Florida has lost about 13% of its flood insurance policies. And that's over a time frame in which Florida has increased its population by about 500,000. 1 in 8 people have chosen to drop or not renew their flood insurance policy. And that means that we're going to be more vulnerable the next time we have a flood in the state of Florida.
Kuhn recently addressed SAFER leaders and said when the next disaster hits, and it's a matter of when and not if, Uncle Sam likely will be coming in slower with fewer resources. Once again, SAFER's Dan Hahn.
Even if there's a federal declaration, you're going to have to wait weeks or months for outside money to come in. If your house is flooded and your drywall's rotting and your insulation is gone and your electricity's ruined, do you have months to wait for outside aid? No, you don't. We need to fix this at the local level as quickly as possible.
Along those lines, Hahn did some simple arithmetic to show that setting up a disaster fund is doable.
Imagine if you could get 100 businesses or churches to give $10 a month. In 1 month, you're going to have $1,000. In a year, you'll have $12,000. All of our chambers' members equals close to $2,000. Imagine if all those people gave $10 a month, how you could build that money up, and it's all going to be used locally immediately.
More information on the SAFER Santa Rosa program can be found at santarosa.fl.gov, on Facebook, and by signing up for SAFER's newsletter. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.